Lynette Scott, Ellen Mensch, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
So ArtLink is ready to launch a full-bore gala of a celebration. Congratulations. Let's talk about that grand institution, ArtLink. It all started in 1978 as a cooperative. How has it and its mission evolved in these last 40-odd years, Lynette?
ArtLink has always existed to support artists, and today we're doing that through exhibition, education, and engaging the community.
Okay, wonderful premise. You're continuing the tradition. Very good. Now, you actually took the helm in the end of 2019, right before COVID turned the whole world upside down, and Ellen, you took over exhibitions just about a year after that in 2020. We all survived COVID, as did the gallery itself. Meanwhile, Lynette, what were the biggest challenges you faced with and without the pandemic pandemonium that was going on?
So ArtLink really was a little bit in a state of crisis when I came in. And I started on the ArtLink Board of Directors in 2018, then joined the staff in 2019. During that time, I think we were still trying to figure out who we were today. We saw this huge influx of younger board members who really wanted to engage in what, you know, how they presented contemporary art. And I've been excited to see us move forward through that. You know, the pandemic added an additional layer of challenge, but our board continued to meet actively via Zoom, and we learned how to do things differently, just like everyone else. You know, we moved to putting all of our exhibitions online so that they could be viewed at home. And we were really closed for only a short period, about 3 months. And so we've continued to host exhibitions. And in fact, last year, we hosted 9 exhibition slots, which represented 352 artists. And through art sales and things, we were actually able to pay out over $28,000 to artists last year.
That is really, really respectable and good for you for all of that. Now, Ellen, you were also there at different times in your still very young career, and now you're back in exhibitions and have the masters going forward with everything. How has it been for you?
It's been really nice to be able to come back to a familiar space after I left ArtLink being the gallery assistant back in 2018 to go to grad school for a couple years. And I graduated right in the beginning of the pandemic. Everything was kind of up in the air and I didn't know where to go from there. Things were still shut down at that point. So I was extremely thrilled to get offered the position to come back as the exhibition coordinator at ArtLink. Since it was already kind of a happy space for me and I loved the history and, you know, the contemporary ArtLink as is, I thought that was a really nice full circle for me.
Quite, and certainly for the community to have you here. You are both area creatives and familiar with the space as consumers and artists and appreciators of the art. What was it like to land a position at that legendary institution?
It's been an incredible honor. You know, I did grow up here in Northeast Indiana, and then after college moved out to California for about 8 years, and I've been back for about 7 now. So for me, I realized living in a smaller community like Fort Wayne that the work that I was doing could have a bigger impact, which is why I started volunteering on the board. So then to have the opportunity to lead an organization like ArtLink has just been an incredible honor. And there is such a history with Betty Fishman and some of our previous directors. I just hope that I can fill their shoes.
I think that both of you are doing a wonderful job, and we hear from the community and also your colleagues that you certainly are. So, okay, what did it take to keep things going on in general? As you mentioned, you were in transition, and then with COVID rearing its ugly head, just to keep connected to and for the community during the last couple of years.
We really had to think about how we did things differently and how we could continue to support artists through that time. And for me, it was really important that we didn't cancel exhibitions. So we worked with artists to reschedule anything that was scheduled in 2020 that couldn't happen because of restrictions with the pandemic. We rescheduled into the next season and had that flexibility to really make sure that we could maintain that commitment to the artists that we were working with and to the community as well, to bring that artwork here to show other people and to have those conversations.
Continuity, to be sure. And then, of course, Ellen, it was your job security to have those exhibitions, but especially as a new position, you're familiar as an artist as well as someone in your position and what you had to do, what you could do, what you should do. doing all that during COVID. Did it ever have you going crazy just wondering how you were going to get it all done?
Yeah, certainly. Coming into the exhibition coordinator position, still in a very uncomfortable time with COVID where everyone was very uncertain whether we should be having events or anything in person was tough since none of us had ever obviously lived through something like that before. So we ended up switching a lot of our methods to be more online. So that was something that I focused a lot in. Doing more with our social media and connecting more with our audience through our website in various ways, whether that be a recorded artist talk instead of in person. And we also have started displaying all of our exhibitions online as well as selling online, which is something new for us that I had to kind of learn very quickly, but it's turned out to be very successful and we'll probably continue doing it beyond because a lot of people who aren't able to make it out really appreciate that.
That's great. And you do bring up a very important point. A lot of these new and reinvented improvements, shall we say, and just innovations, they're there to stay. Now, education has always been such an important part of ArtLink's program and persona as well. Was it difficult to continue serving everyone you had been?
I think there were a lot of limitations that we just weren't able to do, like our figure drawing sessions throughout the pandemic. There were just concerns about having, you know, that many people packed into a room together. But as cases have kind of subsided and the vaccines become more available, we've gotten back to it. So we launched our bi-weekly sessions the beginning of August. We've just limited the number of people that can attend. We do have ventilation in the room and we've asked everyone to wear masks. And everyone's been really respectful of that.
Great.
Yeah, it's been really great to see that program come back. Suzanne Galaska coordinating that for us. And so that's really great.
Good for you for making that work. So now we could say we have made it to some kind of other side here. And we're celebrating everything with a brand new ArtLink bash. So how is that going to work? Emphasis on the bash of it all.
So it's our first year hosting an event like that, and we're all really excited. You know, it was still one of those things, and we had these conversations of, do we host it or do we put it off? And ultimately, we decided we needed to make something happen, and we can always build and grow it in the future. The response from the community has been incredible. We have already received all the artwork, and so we have over 70 pieces of work in the auction. So we're really excited, and it seems like everyone else is too.
That's fantastic. And ArtLink is known for its fun times and art centricity especially. So what other staples can we look forward to?
We're going to have food and drinks by Hoppy Gnome. And then the Kevin Pekarski Jazz Trio is going to be playing live music, which I'm really excited about. I haven't experienced live music since everything shut down. So I'm really looking forward to the evening.
How many folks can you comfortably welcome for that bash?
So we set it to 70 tickets, and that was with the idea that we could still maintain social distancing.
And what has the response been so far from both sides of that auction block as you do get the whole exhibition ready, Ellen?
The response has been incredible. Since this was the first time doing this for us, we weren't sure how many donations we'd get or what artists would want to donate, but we've actually built a really amazing selection of artwork. Some artists who have been around with ArtLink from the very beginning, such as Betty Fishman, we have a work by her. We have Joel Freeman, Michael Poorman, a lot of really great artists, and a lot of newer artists as well, like Theopolis Smith and Matthew Plett.
Full gamut then. Are you going to be able to fit all those 70 pieces there in the gallery?
Yes. Actually, I finished most of the installation today, and they fit very well with good space, but also, surprisingly, with such a diverse group of donations that came, and no one knew what other people were donating, it looks amazing together.
That's fantastic. And speaking of the gala as well as the auction itself, it's almost a two-part process. How does that part of it work?
So there's the preview event, which is happening on Thursday.
That's the bash.
And that's the bash. That's the ticketed preview. And then the artwork will be available for the public to view then Friday through Sunday during our normal hours. And the online action will take place during that time. So it'll start on Friday at 10 a.m. and close on Sunday night at midnight.
And one of the biggest perks about going to the bash as part of the ticketed event, if something strikes you that you cannot live without, you'll be able to purchase it at the bash.
Right. Yeah. It'll have a buy now option if you come to the preview event.
And going forward, as it sounds like you're going to be able to do quite nicely after this event, what's next for ArtLink and its family of art-centrics?
So we're looking forward to continuing hosting exhibitions. We just reviewed proposals for 2022. And then we're actually going to be opening up a lighting photography studio at ArtLink and making that available for artists to use that space. And we'll host some workshops and things like that to help teach artists how to photograph their own work in a more professional way.
That's fantastic. Now, purely exhibition-wise, what are we going to be looking forward to, Ellen?
So the next couple of months are going to be really interesting for ArtLink. Our next exhibition coming up right after the bash will be called Painting at Night, and it is a collaboration with Artist Mother Podcast. That was a juried group exhibition open internationally, so it was narrowed down to around 60 artists that are from all over the world, and looks like a really amazing show that I'm looking forward to.
Another wonderful texture and something for everyone, which ArtLink is well known for. Now, on a personal level, what do you two think ArtLink's strong ties and community connections bring to that vibrant cultural skyline we're so proud of post-COVID, and especially as you are looking toward your 50th anniversary coming up fairly soon?
You know, for me, I believe that art connects us to ourselves and to others, and it has the opportunity to start conversations. I'm really proud that ArtLink is here in our community and in one of the most professional contemporary galleries. We really hold a space for artists to be able to show the work that they want to share. We don't have the limitations of a commercial space or the restrictions of trying to get a museum exhibition. And so that's really important, I think, to an artist's career and to me personally.
So for me, understanding the history of ArtLink as well as living in, you know, the present of ArtLink is a really interesting combination where we still hold tight a lot of our traditional values, and we still have a lot of the same artists exhibiting with us yearly that have from the time ArtLink began, but we're always pushing forward and trying to change with the times, updating things online, trying to expand our horizons to what we think would best fit artists now as well. So it's always kind of a balance. I really appreciate that balance, and I love that we're able to exhibit and communicate with both sides.
We are too, Ellen, and it really shows and your continued success. And last question, what does all of this history and progress, as well as that sense of place we're speaking of that ArtLink has made for itself, mean to the two of you and your art-centric souls?
So being the exhibitions coordinator at ArtLink really inspires me personally as an artist myself, seeing all different types of artwork come in and out of the gallery and speaking to all of the artists myself, getting to work with them and help them install truly inspires my own practice quite a bit. And I tend to leave work just ready to paint after seeing somebody else, even though they may be working completely differently than myself. It's just such an inspiration to hear artists speak about their work.
And Lynette?
You know, it's funny, I get the question a lot of whether or not I'm an artist, and my background is more in design. My undergrad's in theater design, and I studied interior architecture in grad school, and so I love art, and I love the opportunity of working with artists like Ellen, but I also really love being able to talk to them about how people experience their work, and how when we put it in the gallery, the way we lay it out, or the way that people are going to move through the space can change how they respond to it. And that's what's really important to me, is making sure that this conversation that's happening between the artist and the viewer or the audience that's coming in and seeing the work.
Lynette Scott and Ellen Mensch are executive director and exhibition coordinator, respectively, of ArtLink. Lynette, Ellen, thanks for sharing your wonderful story with us today. Best of luck and do carry the gift.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.